and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
All right, it's time for the Being Found Show. We are a show helping you and your business find your audience online. More of your audience online, because, you know, a lot of people are getting their audience online. They're finding it, and they think, well, great, things are working out. But what you don't know is that you're only getting a small fraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a bigger piece of the pie.
That's right.
It's just like real life, you know. So here we are in part three of Getting Ready for Christmas. For those of you that don't remember, I am not telling you to deck your halls with balls of holly.
Are you going to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hi. I'm Chauncey.
I mean, you don't have to, but...
No, no. Well, I mean, I don't know. People okay. are just, oh, my God, who is this guy? This is so exciting. Yeah. All right, I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is the Being Found Show, and this is my co-host, Jake.
Hello.
How are you doing this week, Jake?
I'm doing well. How about you?
You know, it's been a rough 2 weeks. I think last week I was complaining about having a rough week and then had a lot of roadblocks this week, but everything seems to be coming together now.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when I say a rough 2 weeks, I'm talking business-wise, and even then, it's not like things are falling apart, but it's more like, you know, you got those weeks in business where you're kind of hucked too many things, and you get roadblocks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everything yeah. looks easy, and then you get in there, and everything has a problem.
Yeah. Are you saying I shouldn't have called you yesterday and had you...
No. Actually, I enjoyed that. I don't normally do... a lot of dev work, so it was kind of fun to get in there, and Jake called me. There was a problem with this plugin and this theme. It wasn't displaying the right stuff, and so I got to get in there and hack some code.
I totally Shanghai'd his day and asked him to do something very labor-intensive.
So, yeah, no, but it was
fun.
Yeah, it was fun, actually.
It all worked out.
Yeah, and I always feel good when I accomplish something like that. I'm just like, yeah. There was a problem put in front of me, because I always forget that the reason why I got into this is because I like problem solving.
Yeah.
But as I explained to people, most jobs has like 5% creativity and 95% boring checklist
stuff. Yeah.
My job has like 15% creativity, but still like 85% boring checklist. You know, and that 15%, that's a big jump from 5%.
Yeah.
You know. And so that, you know, but so I'm always happy when that 15% rolls around.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're doing is we're hitting our third and final segment here on getting ready for the holidays. I know a lot of you are probably rolling your eyes at the idea of holidays. I'm walking through Costco the other day, and I think two shows ago I was talking about how they had costumes up already, and this was in September.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm walking through because I got to buy a table. And I hear these people go, oh, my God, they already have Christmas presents out, you know, and I'm just all, oh, God, you know.
Yeah,
so I know everybody's got their opinions, but that's not who I'm talking to. Who I'm talking to are business owners that need to do their prep behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be ready for when that time comes, and whenever that time comes for your business is up to you. But if you're not getting ready now, next month, it's probably too late. You know, you need to be rolling with that now. So in the first couple of segments here, we talked about analyzing past data and establishing a baseline by getting analytics on your site. Mm-hmm. Of course, easy. Everybody needs to do it. Optimizing for mobile. More and more people are shopping on mobile. Mobile shopping expected to rise 58.7% this holiday season, and that is already probably at 50%. Meaning it's getting way up there. Streamlining your checkout process. This was a big show for us because a lot of people, what you don't realize online, and this can also apply to general conversion as well, that a lot of people just dump you because you're too difficult to figure it out. So streamlining the checkout process is like a making sure that people can put in their card information and get out of there without creating an account, know it's going to get to them, and that they got somebody to call and complain. Streamlining the conversion process might be, you know, you're a service industry and people can't find your phone number or your form doesn't work or all sorts of stuff, and they're just going to leave you. They're going to go someplace else, especially during the holiday season when it's stressful and fast-paced. Both Jake and I have children, and really, I don't have time for that. You know, and Jake definitely doesn't have time for that. He's got youngins.
Yeah, two and a four-year-old. So.
Two and a four, yeah. My youngest is 17 and a half, but, you know, she cleans up like a two or a four-year-old. You know, she keeps the house about as clean. You know, my son comes home from college. He's homesick, and he comes home from college, and the first thing he does is he goes in the kitchen and starts chopping up potatoes and, like, making bacon.
What?
so, like, the whole kitchen. And, like, my wife, Terry, gets home from work, and she, like, comes in, and here's my son. He's amped. He's all, hey, guys, blah, 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 blah. And she's all, oh, God, I just got home from work. And then, you know, there's bacon grease all over the place, and then he cuts out with his friends. And he left the bacon grease, though.
Yeah. You know. Oh, jerk.
I know. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily get easier. It just gets a different kind of hard.
Different kind of hard. That's right.
And it gets more expensive. You know, it can really be chalked up to the price of pants. You know, when they're little, they're pants. They're cheap. They're super cheap, man.
Yeah.
My kids' pants are like $50.
Wow.
$60.
A lot of money.
And I think those are cheap pants. I think I have cheap kids. You know, a lot of people's kids, I'm sure they're out there, like, listening, going, like, oh, my God, my kids are, like, spending $150 on jeans, because they are. We're just, like, a really frugal family, you know.
Well, you know, that's good.
It is. I raised my kids. So. All my kids are all, ooh, let's go thrift store shopping. And I'm all, sweet.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so we're getting ready for Christmas, getting ready for the holidays. I can't reiterate this enough. Your business needs to be getting ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. You know, if nothing else, for your own peace of mind, you have your own families. You have the uptick in business for your business. You have all of these things, and you don't need to be figuring that stuff out halfway through November, the beginning of December, so on and so forth. So, one of the things that we're definitely going to discuss when we come back is introducing special holiday promotions. You know, you really want to have these things in the bag. A lot of the stuff that we talked about before that was kind of tech stuff and boring stuff. Here's where you really get that 15% creativity for being a business owner. You get to think about those fun and new and exciting ways that you can give your stuff away for less money. You know, I guess maybe it's not exciting when you
and get more paying customers on your website process.
And long-term loyalty. You know, there's a lot to be had there. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about introducing special holiday promotions so that you can get ready. You're listening to Jake and Chauncey on The Being Found Show.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves, with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about getting your business ready for Christmas. You know, I'm going to stop reiterating the fact that I'm not telling you to decorate. Hopefully you're listening well enough to know that this is telling you to get your business ready. You know, sit down and work out the stuff. And now we're getting to some of the fun stuff. Introducing special holiday promotions. The very first note I have on here is that this is something I wish all clients did year-round, at least monthly, weekly if possible, but start monthly. Your SEO, your content writers, and special media persons will totally appreciate you. You know, here we are on the monthly, so half of the work Jake and I do together, we do some work separately, we do some work together, but half of the work that we do together is dealing with content.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of marketing is coming up with a way to talk about yourself. You know, coming up with a way to talk about yourself without sounding like a bunch of words that I don't want to say on the radio. You know, all the words that are coming to my mind are jackass, without sounding like a jackass. You know, so coming up with these promotions, and you can totally base them around lots of just really interesting data. You know, a really easy way to do it is go to Google Trends and just type in things that are relevant. Let's say you're an exterminator. You know, what bugs are bothering people during certain months?
Yeah.
You know, let's say you're an auto guy. You know, when are people having the most amount of car trouble? And if you can't figure that out, when are people having the most amount of stress? You know, when can you be that guy who alleviates their stress? You know, the holidays is a great time to be that company that alleviates somebody's stress. Mm-hmm. Stress levels are just massively high through the holidays. Yeah.
And I like the fact that you brought up Google Trends. If you're in an injury or an industry that has a lot of jargon, you can compare your jargon to what people are actually typing in online,
right,
and find some much better words that your clients are using to connect to them better.
Yeah, and this is extra important when you're paying variable amounts of money. So in the case of SEO, you're probably paying your SEO a flat fee on the monthly, and you're making their job easier. You're giving them some stuff, and you're like, well, I don't want to make their job easier. Well, because it'll help you. But if you're also doing AdWords, where you're paying a variable amount of money for a certain amount of leads, to do this research can save you literally thousands of dollars a year, you know, because you're targeting people who are going to give you money. You know, it's like, we were talking about the lawyer with the boating accidents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, you're not going to be pushing for that boating accident in January.
Right.
You know, that's probably not a practical time to be pushing the boating accident.
Throwing your money away.
Right, exactly. So I suggest to every business, just get yourself a piece of paper, write 1 through 12 down that piece of paper, and on there write some idea of what you're willing to give away or promote for that month. That's a great place to start, and you can grow it from there. So another thing is you can offer a small gift to inspire a purchase. You know, a lot of this has to do with inspiring the purchase, you know, because we live in this world where everybody wants a little bit more. And, you know, it's funny, the dichotomy that we live in this world where everybody's just all like, man, I can't believe we live in this world where everybody wants more. And we do this stuff when really we just need to get back to basics and find the beauty in watching a cow be birthed or all sorts of just weird things. Everybody has these weird little things. I don't care what political affiliation you are or what you are. There is some weird little thing that you think about how we need to get back to basics.
Mm-hmm.
But also when you're shopping and somebody offers you something more for free, you're all, ooh, maybe I should make that purchase.
Yes, please.
You know, so we're all like, you know, we're this weird sort of switch between addicted and not addicted, I guess, you know.
Well, we have a, I don't know, I guess our pie in the sky idea of the way it should be. And then and then our practical shopping side is like, ooh,
right,
free shipping. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah, like I talked to a friend the other day that I hadn't talked to in years. And he's all, oh, are you playing music? And I'm all, you know, if a guitar could get a tan, my guitar would be sunburned the second it was brought out of the closet. It has not seen the light of day in a very long time, you know. Just because necessity is always there. Yeah. There's always necessity. Yeah. So incentives for people who drop from a full cart, send them a percentage off coupon. I'm sure you've dealt with this one. And, you know, a lot of the stuff online is geared towards online sales. And I appreciate that, but I feel like they're really sort of ignoring the massive online influence for the service industry. So you got your leads. So let's go online shopping first. So incentives for people when they fill their cart, this happens to my wife all the time. She'll fill her cart, and then she says, meh, I'm not going to buy any of that stuff. For one, she recreationally, like, window shops online, so she'll fill up her cart and then put her tablet down and go do something else. And it's like some sort of calming zen thing for her. And then she'll get an email with, like, 20% off, 15% off, whatever the company can afford or do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she'll convert and sometimes she won't. Or a lot of the times, if she does convert, she has five things in her cart and she'd clear out four of them and be like, ooh, I want to use that 20% cent for that one thing I actually wanted. And then you got them. They're in your system. You're doing your stuff. They've got the cart, you know, so. And if you're in the service industry, I'm sure you get a lot of leads that don't go anywhere. So sort of the term when you're dealing with emails is a drip campaign, but you can create sort of a real world drip campaign where you're kind of filing those leads off to the side and sort of coming back to them and seeing if they still need your help.
Yeah. You know who does a good job of this? Real estate agents.
Oh, yeah.
Not seriously considering buying a house, but, you know, loosely considering.
Prepping for buying a house takes years.
Oh, yeah. It takes time. So, you know, I jumped on a couple of websites. I saw the market, and of course, you know, you get online, you start looking, you're halfway done looking through something, and there's some information you want, and a pop-up comes up and says, oh, if you want to see what you want to see, better put your email in.
Right.
Okay. I'll play your game because I really want to see this.
Right.
You've got me enticed. So I do that. Within probably an hour, I've got an email in my inbox. Hey, we notice you're on our site. Please let us know if you have this question, this question, this question. You know, and this was a couple weeks ago I did this. I've gotten probably 3, 4, 5 more emails. And each one is kind of just a probing question. Hey, we see that you haven't come back. Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a high scrutiny process. They know it.
Oh, yes.
And they are giving me every opportunity to give them a phone call or shoot them an email so that they can address any questions I have.
Right.
And so while some people find that annoying, I do too, but I might just respond.
Right. I do find it annoying, but when that time comes that you have a question and you're sitting there at 9 o'clock at night having a beer on your porch and talking to your wife about, you know, well, you know, really, if it doesn't have this or this set up, you know, how much would that cost and blah, blah, blah. You got somebody to write and get an answer.
Yeah, you've got 5 emails in your inbox and that's the person you're going to say, oh, yeah.
Right. You got an expert beating down your door.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know? And being that... I like it because it's such a high-dollar purchase. They're not like used car salesmen. They're not just trying to move it as fast as possible. Right. They're really trying to be informative. You know, they know that you're not going to come in and walk on the lot, and they're, oh, yeah, we got them for the $450,000 house. You know, it's just not happening, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so Secret Santa sales. Get extra data from specific sources by offering specials to them, such as your email list, your Facebook page, or a group.
Hmm.
I think you definitely have to have the traffic to support this, to support doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just as easy to offer the same special to everybody, but with some sort of tracking code for your for each individual thing. But a prime example, as we've been talking about, and Andrea, a coworker of ours, has found a newfound love for Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really goes to show you and to remind you how drastically different people are who are coming from different sources. And one sale, one incentive is more effective to a certain type of person than it is to another. So it's like I'm giving away some sort of... electric sander foot scrubber. You know, chances are the men are not all, oh, I get to scrub my gross callous feet. You know, men are fine with that. You know? Although a lot of you could use some cold cream on your elbows. All right. But, you know, for women, that's going to be an incentive. But for men, you're going to have another incentive. I'm just using this as an example because it's one that's very obvious to a lot of us. You know, but there are a lot of demographics that you could be chasing down to figure that stuff out. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk more about introducing holiday specials to get your business ready for Christmas. You're listening to The Being Found Show. This is Chauncey and Jake.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some more. Welcome back to the Age of Jive.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found show. We're talking about getting ready for the holiday season by prepping those specials that you're going to give out. We talked about some Secret Santa sales. We talked about incentives for people not to drop out of your cart. We talked about drip campaigns in order to keep them involved with your services, offer a small gift to inspire purchase. And one other thing that is above my screen that I'm not going to scroll up for because you should have been listening the first time. So here we are to talk about create a holiday specials category on your site. This is a really easy one. But basically, that great stuff that you know people want and the stuff that you know you want to sell. And you mix them together. And it's great. because not only do you have all the stuff that everybody's looking for right there, all your great deals, blah, 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 but you can also fill them up with your stuff that has the biggest return on investment.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this in the other show. If you pay $5 for it and you sell it for $100, that's what you want to sell the most of instead of the thing you pay $5 for and sell for $10.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, if you're marking from $5 to $100, I might question your ethics just a little, but it depends on how much physical effort went into for you. But. So, yeah, create a holiday specials category on your site, and of course, when you're ready to be the holiday site, you put that up in your top, and, you know, people are able to come around. Now, most people are finding you from search. I'm constantly having to remind business owners when I'm building them a website. They're just like, well, the homepage doesn't have all this stuff, and it doesn't blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And I'm all, we don't really live in a world where people are looking at your homepage, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you're like a word-of-mouth business where people are using your website like a business card. And then all those people who say that they're that way, they don't have a portfolio with a bunch of pictures. They're all, oh, yeah, well, people just come there to check us out. And I'm like, well, then where's your portfolio and all your stuff you do?
Yeah.
You know, most people are coming to your site via search.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that Christmas link up in the head of your Christmas specials, special Christmas products or whatnot, you know, really will drive them there. Mm-hmm. They'll see that, you know, light it up green, put a red border on it, Santa hat on the corner, reindeer nose on the left, you know, whatever it takes. Next up, create a holiday specials category or a holiday gift guide. We just said that. Be ready for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have the traffic for it, use social media and search to pick up those people doing searches for a better or more local deal.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of people out there looking for a cheaper deal, and there's a lot of local business that can't provide a cheaper deal. But there's also a lot of people looking for a local deal.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them are just trying to support their local economies, but I would say that's not most of them. Most of them are just want it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They want it now. They want to know that it comes with the receipt, that the person they're giving it to isn't going to have to go online, mail it back, do all that stuff. They want to know that when they buy somebody something, they can walk in the store, return it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you can say it's something that a lot of other places can't, and that's free in-store pickup.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, Amazon can't do that.
No.
And it can be, like you were saying, instant.
Yes, absolutely instant. Like when I leave here, I'm going to do a slideshow for a funeral. And when I agreed to do it, they said, oh, we'll get you all the pictures. And I'm just all like, oh, that's great. All right. And then they show up with a box of pictures. And I'm just all, oh, I totally forgot. You know, this isn't digital. And so, like, I go to the local store and I buy a scanner thing where you can pump in the image. I can't get that thing to work. Like, it comes with an installation disc. And I'm just all, I don't have a disk drive, right, you know, so it's like, I'm like looking it up online. And finally, it came to the point where, you know, there's a lot of times in life where you have to say, okay, we put enough time into doing it the right way. Now it's time to do it the get it done way. And so I just moved my scanner downstairs. I set it up with my laptop in front of the TV, and I sat there for a couple hours with my wife watching TV, scanning images.
Oh,
And so we're all done and ready for that. But, yeah, local, now I know that I can take that piece of junk back and get my money back. So Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you know, other than the local, consider a loss leader, gift card bonuses, free shipping, or a giveaway to attract customers. If you don't know what a loss leader is either a product or a service that you take a hit on or that you give away for free and lose money on so that you can secure clients or money in the future or a larger sale. Loss leaders are, frankly, really, really important and scary, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So a lot of the time people are just all – so you got to give yourself a cutoff amount of money, you know. Say, okay, well, we're going to give away $500 worth of stuff. But anytime you do that, and anytime you do marketing, and anytime you do advertising, you want to be sure that you're tracking the data so that you know you. So that next year you don't go, oh yeah, remember when we gave away $500? You know, you need to see the value in what you did. So do your best to track that. You know,
just kind of a quick example story. I was in the market for a pair of boots, and I went to the company first. I knew the kind of boots I wanted. I went to the company first. They were too pricey. I went to Amazon. They were too pricey. I went to Google Shopping, which, if you don't know what Google Shopping is, it's when you type in a product and the pictures show up across the top of the Google search engine results page. And I found the pair of boots for about, I don't know, 30% less than anywhere else. And I just doing the quick math in my head, I thought, you know, there's no way they're making a single dollar on this pair of boots. But I bought the boots from them, and they're now in my repertoire of places that I'll shop at.
Right.
They were not even on my radar before. Now they are. I'm going to check them the next time I decide I want a pair of boots.
Absolutely. So they got some customer loyalty out of the fact that they hooked you up with the deal, and so you think, hey, maybe I can find some other deals there. And,
totally.
But then you end up being the first place that you go to, and then when you see a reasonable price, you make that purchase.
I'm going to assume they're going to treat me right,
Right, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so, you know, that's covering getting ready for all that stuff. Let's move on to our other topic and move through pretty quickly, because it's one we've hit 1,000 times on the show, but you need to be ready for it. Test your site speed. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it over and over. 47% of people expect a web page to load in 2 seconds or less. Does your website? Google PageSpeed Insights is a great place to check it out. Just search up Google PageSpeed Insights or Google PageSpeed, and that link will come up. You just pop in your URL, and it's going to tell you where your problems are or how fast it loaded. 40% of people will abandon a web page if it takes more than 3 seconds to load. I'm one of those.
Yep, and that's huge.
That is huge.
If you lose 40% of your traffic on your website because it takes too long to load... I mean, that's...
Think of all the money.
Yeah.
And as an SEO, think about that bounce rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just brutal. 52% of online shoppers claim that quick page loads are important for their loyalty to a site. Absolutely for me. 14% will start shopping at a different site if the page loads are slow. 23% will stop shopping or even walk away from their computer altogether. That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That should show the level of frustration we're dealing with, you know. 64% of shoppers who deal with a slow website and who are dissatisfied with their site will go somewhere else to shop next time. Almost half expressed a less positive perception of the company overall after a single bad experience. More than a third told others about their disappointing experience. A 1 second delay in page load can cause 7% loss in customer conversions. So let's take a look at that. 47% of people expect a web page to load in 2 seconds or less. Of those people, every second that's added on, you lose 7% of them. That's a lot of people, and that's exponentially fast that you're getting rid of. So here we got some conversion rate optimization. Here, you know, I'm looking at a chart here, and it's basically showing the load time and how quick people are dropping. And an interesting thing about the chart, even though you're not looking at it, is if a page loads in 1 second, more people are dropping than the 2 seconds.
That's weird. Why?
I'm assuming it's because the page loads so fast because there's so little on it. That it's not providing them what they need to see. You know, they don't get to see an image of the product. They don't see the service right away. They don't see the stuff they need to see. So somebody's cleaned it up for speed too much to the point where somebody going to it can't tell what your site's about. All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little tech news.
Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're going to talk a little news here at the end to get the holidays out your brain. You know, I've had enough of the holidays already. So the first one up here is fun. I didn't even make any notes about it because as soon as I saw it, I knew exactly what it was. Nintendo files a patent for a playable Game Boy cell phone case.
Nice.
Isn't that funny? That's like anybody in my age bracket is just all like, sweet, because it's like fully the old school black and white. Game Boy, so you flip your phone over and you can fully play the Game Boy.
There you go. That's Bomberman.
Awesome. Yeah,
I've been craving it.
Yeah, yeah. So Nintendo used to have this awesome cartridge for the Game Boy, and it didn't last long, I'm sure, due to durability of the cards. But for their more advanced Game Boy, they had a cartridge that you could put in it, and you could like slide a credit card on it. And then you could collect games. So, like, you could get Excitebike, and, like, it was on the magnetic strip of the card. You swipe it, and now you have Excitebike on there. And I'm guessing the durability of the cards is why it didn't go far. But
that's crazy.
But it's hard to think about the fact that Excitebike fit on a magnetic strip of a card.
Yeah,
it's
so wild.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right. So, in bigger news, a lot of this stuff sort of kind of goes back and forth with your political views, so maybe you'll enjoy sitting there and talking about that, but, you know, we're not going to cover much of that. But Elon Musk steps down as Tesla's chairman over a tweet. So it's not just our commander-in-chief who gets himself in trouble with tweets. You know, Elon Musk is stepping down as the chairman of Tesla over a tweet. Elon Musk, under pressure from his lawyers and investors of Tesla, the company he co-founded, reached a deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Saturday to resolve it. The settlement will force him to step aside as chairman for 3 years and pay $20 million. The deal will allow him to remain as CEO, something he could have jeopardized had he fought this. And the deal is 2 days after his tweet was misleading investors by saying funding was secured for a buyout of the electric car company at $420 a share. So basically, they said, meh, we're not dealing with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore.
It is. I mean, this is a very regulated industry,
yeah.
Securities and exchange. So, it just doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You can't really tell people the price that you're willing to pay them for something they don't necessarily own.
Right.
It's, yeah.
And he's kind of back-to-back in the news. Weren't we talking about, maybe a month or two ago, he was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And he smoked pot on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And then the military, who he had, like, clearance rights, were, like, wondering if they needed to take away his stuff because you're not allowed to do that?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yep. Yeah, and I guess there was some backlash from some of his other employees. You know, he has fired employees for failing drug tests.
Oh, really?
And they said,
right.
You're going to fire me and then do it yourself?
Right.
So, you know.
Well, he's not your parent.
Yeah.
You know, and even with my kids, you know, it's like people are just all, do you really want your kids to see you do that? I do a lot of things my kids aren't allowed to do, like drive a car and vote. You know, there's a long list of stuff that I do that my kids can't do. So they can go to heck. They can go to H-E double hockey sticks, as my dad would say. All right, and the last one on our list here, this is a big one, especially because it's a double hit, and once again, it scales politics on the knife's edge a bit. Facebook is hacked. Facebook's massive security breach took a turn for the worse last week when the company confirmed attackers may have gained access to third-party applications and websites that allow users to authenticate via Facebook login. It's bad news on top of news for Facebook, which announced the massive incidents on September 28th. At least 50 million users were affected when attackers exploited a series of bugs on the platform's View as Privacy feature. In July 2017, Facebook introduced that feature, which basically had to do with new privacy settings and uploading video. Basically, there was this access token that kept them logged into the app. But what would the motivation for attackers be here? This is the touchy one. The only parties that would be interested in this data are advertisers or nation states trying to undermine or influence or change things in a different country. So they can't really get to your money in any way here. They don't have that kind of access. But they can, you know, influence stuff and of course, advertisers.
Yeah.
You know, advertisers, they're basically getting a ton of demographic data.
Yeah.
You know, and really I know that really scares a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are just all like, oh, my God, they're going to know my stuff. And they're gonna manipulate everybody around me. Not me. You know, Facebook isn't going to manipulate me with my information. But they're going to influence everybody around me.
Yeah.
Because everybody else on this planet is a total sheep. But I am like crystal clear in my thinking.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess my overall advice that I might give a person is not everything on the internet is true. You know, stop really getting all involved in what's going on the internet. Now, whenever anybody, I guess we're here at the end of the show. We covered our news. I'll tell my own little tech news. My new obsession is that I've been joining Facebook groups like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first group I joined was Mr. Spock's Dank Meme Stash. And so it's all like Star Trek memes, you know. And like there are just mad political fights going on in there.
That's funny.
You know, so they have this one that's like a picture of the Road Warrior and one that's a picture of Star Trek, and one says, like, over the Road Warrior it says a libertarian future, and over Star Trek it says a socialist future, you know, and it's all, which one would you choose? My response is just, oh, I don't know, man. Those are both really great movies. You yeah. know, it's like, it's hard to choose, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like, I don't want to get wrapped up in that politics stuff. And so, like, I'm just all, okay, well, it's still pretty funny, you know? I at least get to see the memes or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of memes about guys in red shirts getting killed. I like that. And so my new one I joined is Beyond Gary Larson. So it's all Far Side mm-hmm. stuff and then stuff like Far Side after that. And I'm just all, oh, awesome, you know? And I start reading them, and lo and behold, on like the very first one, it's just all, oh, yeah, all you liberals this, oh, all you conservatives. It's like they're fully fighting over Gary Larson comics, you know?
You can't escape it.
I'm all, what does this have to do with, you know, preserves on the Serengeti where you have a bunch of lions in a jar, you know? And it's like, how are they getting this from this? Some of them are such a serious stretch that it's like, I guess my point of what I'm saying here is anytime I see somebody fighting like that or getting over the top like that, I automatically go, is this a Russian bot? You know, I've started to think everybody who's a jerk online is some sort of bot that's trying to manipulate me.
Yeah.
You know, so my advice to everybody is just enjoy Mr. Spock's dank memes, you know, just enjoy them. That's what the internet has to offer you. Don't believe the internet. Stick with the news. I'm not telling you not to follow the news. And I'm definitely not telling you not to have your own opinion. I want everybody to have their opinion. I want it all to be different. But the internet is not a reliable library.
Yeah.
.com. We hope to see you soon.
But, yeah, scared me a few times. He blurted out some things about me that kind of threw me for a loop, and things that were going to happen to me that happened. And, you know, I mean, again, it's like somebody foretelling that, you know, something bad is going to happen to you. And you're like, you know, who are you? This little kid was only like 6 or 7, I think, at the time it was like 6, going to be 7. So, again, it was not like an older child, you know, that could make up elaborate stories.
Right.
You know, and I didn't know this child, nor did I know the parents. I was actually called in by a friend of mine to come and talk to them. But yeah, so the kid was had very strong ability, let's put it that way, but very connected to something that wasn't all that great. But yeah,
I guess it being October, I should expand this question. You know, how much out there in this sort of psychic world of ghosts and you know, well, are there beings out there that were never really alive? Are there beings that just existed out there that aren't ghosts?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So in this world, how much of is there for us to be scared of? You said in one of your first experiences, you got something that latched onto you that you never got rid of. I don't know if it was all that negative or positive. We didn't really get into it. So how much out there is there to be scared of?
If you would have asked me this 20 years ago, I would say probably not too much. I really hadn't, you know, encountered, even though I was investigating or what we call investigating now, way before I knew that that's what I was doing and crossing spirits over and things like that. I had never really encountered anything all that dark and most of the things that I encountered were human spirits. So even though human spirits that have not crossed over can be very nasty, if they were nasty in life and they don't cross over, they're still very nasty in death. So if you've got a serial killer or you've got a rapist or you've got, you know, a person who abused, you know, people when they were alive, and they don't cross over, same kind of thing. And I will tell you, now that the paranormal world has exploded with interest, and we have people out there doing rituals to open portals, and we have people, you know, playing with Ouija boards that have no idea what they're doing, communicating with things, provoking things that they have no idea, there's been a shift. And definitely over at least, and I've talked to, you know, hundreds of people in the field that have been there, you know, been in here, the field for at least 10 years or more. And they're all reporting that they're seeing shifts as well and changes in the types of cases that they're getting. So I would say, to answer your question Tivoli, there it is there's a lot more to be worried about and a lot more to be scared of. And again, a lot of people think that, you know, it's all fun and games, and they don't take it serious until they get something that follows them home that's not so nice, like I did. And, you know, it can cause havoc on not only your whole life, but the people around you as well.
So what about a parent who has a child that they think might be psychic? Should they be concerned about their child's safety?
No, if your child is saying that they're scared, that doesn't mean that there's something bad there. You know, as humans, our human nature is to fear the unknown, fear what we don't understand. And then once we understand, it's just like kids will have might be afraid of snakes or spiders, you know, big tarantulas, like when they're, you know, little. But once they're acclimated to them and everything, the fear goes away. So once they understand and they know the correct way to handle them, that fear, you know, goes away and they're more empowered. And so I think that's what they kind of have to pay attention to. You know, is your kid just saying that they're seeing spirits? I mean, no harm, no foul. But if they're, you know, saying that they're being scared, or, you know, that they're telling them, you know, things, you know, you need to check into that a little bit more. And, again, listen to your children. Don't discount it. I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry, because, again, if you just kind of discount it and something really is going on and something really is happening, how would you feel as a parent that you did nothing?
So seeing how you're not doing this anymore, what advice would you give to a parent who maybe felt that their kid was psychic? You know, what advice would you give them?
Well, nowadays, I mean, back when I was originally doing it, there was nobody out there doing it, which is the reason why it became so popular for me. Now, there's all kinds of locations and groups that of people just like me who get together and, again, you know, they want to be able to help the children to better understand and utilize their gifts. For me, I was very careful of how I worked with the kids, and I see a lot of paranormal teams that are taking on mentoring children, which in their eyes means they're taking these young children out investigating, some as young as 7, 8 years old. I think that is absolutely ridiculous. I think that, you know, it's very dangerous, and I, you know, very vocal about that. I think that's really bad.
As a parent myself, I'd say it's past their bedtime.
You're right, you know, but you'd be surprised, because actually a lot, I'm seeing it happen a lot in the paranormal field, where the parents are into the paranormal, and so they don't have a babysitter, so they're like, come on, kids, we're going to go on a family outing. We're going to go see what mom and dad
It's going to be great. I believe it. I totally believe it. I'm just a little pleasantly shocked and appalled. I'm not sure how to say it. But
all at the same time?
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, we're coming up on the end of the interview here. Can you tell our audience a little bit about where they can find out more about you? Or maybe get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can. I'm all over social media, but definitely on Facebook. You can go to my page, which is Christina George, or you can go to my radio show page, which is Paranormal Connections Radio Show. Google it, you'll find it. It's on Facebook. It's on there. It's everywhere. And you can just send me a message. Also, my email is paranormalinvestigator916@gmail.com. And I still have plenty of resources and connections. So, you know, even if I'm not doing it full time, I can connect people with, you know, others that can help them. So feel free to reach out to me.
Well, we really appreciate having you on the show. I didn't really know what to expect, but I found it very educational. Very interesting. Very, very awesome. So we look forward to talking to you again in the future. And you've been listening to Christina George here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
chip inside her head gets switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reason, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down. Types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And the thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't a peachy keen. Now I ain't so mean to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, 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 oh.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh, 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 ooh. The whole day down, down, down. Shoot it on down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.